Heavy rainfall over the past weeks in the Morogoro region of Tanzania has led to fast-flowing floods across the area, displacing many of the poorest communities from their homes. They're now being sheltered in primary school classrooms and are at risk of diseases such as cholera and malaria. Press officer John Slater of the International Development Agency PLAN told us how his organization is attempting to help those affected.
There's about 600 people in Ifakara, which is where we've got a project running to help children who've been forced from their homes by floods. Basically, the rain stopped about 3 days ago, but the families haven't yet been able to return to their homes. They're sheltering a local school. We've been distributing anti-malarial bed nets and other insect repellent, etc., to try and prevent malaria affecting those hit by the floods, because as the floodwaters recede, stagnant water is providing breeding grounds for mosquitoes. We've been helping to provide water purification, because obviously with the floods a lot of the water sources have been damaged, and also we've provided $50,000 for emergency relief to ensure that families and children don't go hungry and have clean water. Obviously, the families will need support to rebuild their homes and their livelihoods, and we'll be working with them to help provide that.